Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, I would like to start off with thanking everyone that was involved with last week's annual cow-calf school. It was a huge success, and it was done that way because of the excellent sponsors, volunteers, and staff here at KSRE that put on an exciting program for the cow-calf producers in our area. Special thanks goes out to MKC for cooking our steaks, Gentleman Joe at Canton Lockers for supplying the great Kansas City Strip steaks, and my lovely wife for preparing the meal for over 190 local cattlemen. Today, I would like to also remind everyone of all of our upcoming events coming to our community. But first, effective communication is essential in any workplace. Communication is an important aspect of workplace satisfaction, organizational productivity, and customer service. In today's world, there are many different methods of communication, which adds to the complexity and challenge of communicating in the workplace. There are countless examples of poor communication that lead to unfortunate, unintended outcomes. So, what is effective communication, and how can we become better communicators? Effective communication in the workplace accurately conveys information in a clear and concise manner while maintaining or enhancing personal relationships. Communication is a two-way process that requires an intentional effort from both the sender and the receiver. The sender should clearly define the idea of the message and identify the purpose of the message before sending. Senders also have to be increasingly aware of the physical and emotional environment the message is communicated in. Receivers are encouraged to focus on the message and not let emotions determine the meaning of the words. It is also best to assume positive intent and ask clarified questions if necessary. Effective organizational communication is essential and should strengthen the workplace by building trust and commitment within your organization. In my extension news, save the date for the 2025 KSU Cattlemen's Day, March 7th. Register now for the 112th Cattlemen's Day to be hosted on Friday, March 7th, 2025 at the National Guard Armory located at 721 Levy Drive, Manhattan. The trade show, educational exhibits, and program will start at 8 a.m. Registration is $25 if registered by February 21st and $35 if registered on or after February 22nd. Morning refreshments and lunch are included with registration. To register or view the complete schedule, visit asi.ksu.edu/Cattlemen's Day. In further news, our next Teach and Taste will be February 26th here at the Extension Office starting at 6:30. Check out our calendar that covers all the details of the upcoming events and activities. The Master Gardeners and Friends will have their February gardening program Thursday, February 27th, starting at 7 p.m. here in the Extension Office meeting room. Everyone is invited to come learn new garden tips. And just a reminder, a few years ago, we held a 10-part Zoom series for landowners with small acreage in agriculture. This series covered horses, cattle, poultry, and small animals, plus pasture and grassland improvement, along with growing small fruits and all forms of raising the different livestock, specialty projects, and so much more. Please check the list of videos that we have on the McPherson County Extension webpage for the link to watch one or all of the short informational videos. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.